This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. State Attorney General Phil Weiser warned U.S. Supreme Court justices today that changing the way the state handles stalking could make people feel less safe. A convicted stalker contends he didn't intend for the thousands of messages he sent to a musician to be threatening. But Weiser says raising the bar on what exactly are illegal threats could be dangerous.
It would also allow devious stalkers to escape accountability.
A decision is expected from the court in the next 2 months. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb has endorsed candidate Kelly Bruff. CPR's Ben Marcus.
Webb served as mayor through the 90s. He says he endorsed Bruff because of her life and work experience. When pressed on why he didn't support her in the first round of voting, Webb gave a basketball analogy.
You know, you may not like the Lakers or the Celtics, but if they're the only two teams playing, you got to pick one.
His wife, Wilma Webb, a former state lawmaker, also gave Bruff her endorsement. Bruff said that mayor of Denver is not a stepping stone to higher office for her, but the culmination of her career.
This moment and this office, I feel I'm ready for.
Bruff faces Mike Johnston in the runoff. Ballots go out next month. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Longmont Museum is hosting a new art show featuring work by Indigenous American artists. Duality showcases modern Native American life along with other artworks like pottery and beadwork. It runs through mid-May. You're listening to CPR News. More news at CPR.org.